Function, junction, what's your function?
Hooking up words and phrases and clauses.
Conjunction, junction, how's that function?
I got three favorite cards that get most of my job done.
Conjunction, junction, what's their function?
I got and, but, and, or, they'll get you pretty far. And, that's an additive, like this and that. Sort of the opposite, not this, but that. And then there's or, O-R, when you have a choice like this or that. And but and or get you pretty far.
Conjunction, junction, what's your function?
Hooking up two boxcars and making them run right. Milk and honey, bread and butter, peas and rice.
Hey, that's nice.
Dirty but happy, digging and scratching, losing your shoe and a button or two. He's poor but honest, sad but true.
Dave Plyer in for Steve Cochran on 720 WGN. So Schoolhouse Rock, the timeless collection of educational songs, taught an entire generation that knowledge is power. It aired every Saturday morning from 1973 through 1999 and inspired live stage performances throughout the country. Which is the best Schoolhouse Rock song of all time? Look, we all know the list is going to include I'm Just a Bill and Conjunction Junction. But how did it all start? Well, we invited one of the original composers and performers, Bob Doro, who penned classics like Conjunction Junction and Three is the Magic Number and so many more. And he joins us this morning to tell that story. Good morning, Bob.
Hello, David. How are you?
Excellent. I'm Happy Bob. Labor Day. Good to talk to you, man.
It's a Labor Day. We all labor on Labor Day.
We do. We absolutely do. So how did it all start? How did Schoolhouse Rock start? It came from an idea at an ad agency, correct?
Yes, the president of that ad agency said, my little boys can't memorize their times tables, so let's put it to rock music. We'll call it multiplication rock. Well, I knew he didn't know for sure what rock and roll was, and I wasn't sure I knew what it was.
Right, at that time, right.
About writing multiplication songs, and the first one I wrote got his fancy, and that was the beginning of it.
How did you?
Three is a magic number.
Yeah, you got involved with that. So that was kind of the demo to sell it to some television stations, right?
Yes, they put a storyboard with it, and suddenly it became a cartoon. Well, I was as surprised as anyone, and also got very busy because every song now has to be 3 minutes long. And, you know, I wrote 11 songs, and they were whatever length they wanted to be.
Right, in all kinds of different categories as well. Now, there's two things that stuck in my mind watching Saturday morning cartoons. It was Schoolhouse Rock on ABC and In the News with Christopher Glenn over on CBS. And those were kind of like, those were placeholders for all the shows that we were watching between those 30 and 60-minute programs. I think they were sponsored by General Foods at the time. How did the process begin to put together these songs? How did you pick subjects?
Well, I just sort of lucked into three. Being a magic number, and I thought, it's so easy to multiply by three. Instead of doing that, I'll tell the kids all the other things I know, like the triangle and the trinities of all sorts, faith and hope and charity, past, the present, the future. You know, things come in threes, it seems like. So that's how I started it, and eventually I said, now let's count by three, and now we're going to multiply backwards from 3 times 10.
Right.
I didn't think they'd buy it. I was so far out. I thought I was far out, but they loved it, and I began. They said, write more. So I worked on all the multiplication songs before we went on television.
Yeah, and you know, when I think about this too, even back then, back in the 70s, when I grew up, you know, there was obviously not a lot of educational television on a Saturday morning. There still isn't on a Saturday morning, and this was really, really groundbreaking.
I think it caught the kids' eyes and ears and fancies right away.
Well, the song you were talking about, Three is the Magic Number, let's take a listen to a little bit of that one.
3, 6, 9, 12, 15, 18, 21, 24, 27, 30.
Multiply backwards from 3 times 10.
3 times 10 is 30. 3 times 9 is 27. 3 times 8 is 24. 3 times 7 is 21. 3 times 6 is 18.
3 times 5 is 15, 3 times 4 is 12, 3 times 3 is 9, and 3 times 2 is 6, and 3 times 1 is 3, of course.
Now, I think the pattern was 4, 3,
3, 6, 9,
12,
12, 15, 18,
21,
21, 24, 27, 30.
Now, multiply from 10 backwards.
3 times 10 is 30,
going home.
3 times 9 is 27. 3 times 8 is 24. 3 times 7 is 21. 3 times 6 is...
See, all you have to do is listen to a little bit of those. It brings back so many memories. You also did, and you said you wrote well over a dozen of these and either sang them or composed them. Another one was, I remember, was Lolly, 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 Get Your Adverbs Here, correct?
That was funny. Yeah, I did three parts in that, you know, the old grandfather and the grandson and the middle generation. They were the three lollies, and they ran a store where you could get any adverb in the book. So come on down and look.
Let's take a little listen. Hang on.
Lolly, 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 get your adverbs here. Lolly, 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 got some adverbs here. Come on down to Lolly's, get the adverbs here. You're going to need if you write or read or even think about it. Lolly, 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 get your adverbs here. Got a lot of lolly, jolly adverbs here. Anything you need, and we can make it absolutely clear. An adverb is a word.
That's all it is, and there's a lot of them.
That modifies a verb.
Sometimes a verb, sometimes.
It modifies an adjective, or else another adverb. And so you see, that is positively very, very necessary. Lolly, 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 get your adverbs here. Father, son, and Lolly selling adverbs here.
All right, we are talking to Bob Doro, creator of some of the favorite Schoolhouse Rock classics we all grew up with, and there is more after a look at your morning traffic.
I'm just a bill. Yes, I'm only a bill. And I'm sitting here on Capitol Hill. Well, it's a long, long journey to the capital city. It's a long, long wait while I'm sitting in committee. But I know I'll be a law someday. At least I hope and pray that I will. But today I am still just a bill.
Gee, Bill, you certainly have a lot of patience and courage.
Well, I got this far when I started.
Dave Player in for Steve Cochran on 720 WGN. And we're talking to Bob Doro, one of the original composers and performers of Schoolhouse Rock. So it's the day before Chicago Public Schools heads back to the classroom. And what better way to celebrate to talk about one of the most classic educational programs of all time. And I grew up, you know, watching Schoolhouse Rock, Bob, on Saturday mornings. I almost look forward to them more than the shows that air in between. But we just listened to this classic, I'm Just a Bill, which came from a series called America Rock.
Right. It came from America Rock, and that was my good pal Jack Sheldon singing Conjunction Junction. He's a great musician and a wonderful singer. I was able to hire a lot of my buddies, you know, in the jazz world to make the spots for Schoolhouse Rock.
Well, your voice is so familiar. I mean, I recognize it from the songs. I think that's what's even pretty cool. And then there was a preamble in Mother Necessity, and then 78 and 79 was Science Rock.
Science, my gosh. We did everything.
You did. And you did a lot.
I had to study electricity.
Right.
Before I could write electricity. Electricity.
I remember that one. Let's take a little listen to that one.
When you're in the dark and you want to see, you need a...
Electricity, electricity.
Flip that switch and what do you get? You get a...
Electricity, electricity.
Every room can now be lit with just a...
Electricity, electricity.
Where do you think it all comes from, this powerful...
Electricity, electricity.
Through high wires to here it comes, they're bringing a...
Electricity, electricity.
Every building must be wired to use it to...
Electricity, electricity.
power plants most all use fire to make it
electricity, electricity.
Burning fuel and use.
There's Interplanet Janet, which is about the solar system. I mean, you really learned a lot watching the Saturday morning show.
We did. We learned a lot, and us guys who wrote the songs also learned a lot.
I bet you did. No.
We had to go back to the textbook sometimes.
I bet you did. I bet you did. And then you did a fifth follow-up series. You did Computer Rock with Scooter Computer and Mr. Chip. So you could tell you're obviously getting into a whole new generation in the 1980s with that. What are some of the other songs you penned?
Well, we also had Money Rock in the 90s.
Right.
We added a subject to teach kids how to manage their allowance.
Right, that's right.
One of my pals wrote a terrific song called 750 Once a Week. That's my allowance. And, you know, the kid discovers that if he blows it all the first weekend, he won't have any money next week. So he learns to sort of budget himself, you know. It's a terrific song. 750 once a week.
It's a bummer that these classics don't air on television anymore. And although they might need some updating, it's certainly more impactful than some of the other programs that air on television for kids today.
Yes, we sort of wish it would be back on Saturday morning television. But I guess we'll have to get by with the DVD or
yeah, exactly.
Or whatever.
Now, before I let you go, Bob, you know, and we have to point this out, you're a jazz pianist, you're a singer, composer, songwriter, and producer, and you worked with some of the legends. What was it like working with Miles Davis?
Well, that was terrific. He just seemed to like my singing and some of my songs. So I wound up recording with him, which was quite rare. He didn't have that many singers in his group. And he actually recorded three of my songs, two of which I did the vocal on, and the other was an instrumental. Devil May Care, mm-hmm. and then Blue Xmas, and Nothing Like You. Well, these are grown-up songs I've written in my life.
Well, you were on Blue Note Records. I mean, that was a big deal to be on that jazz label.
I love that label, yeah.
Tell me about the new album.
Well, it's called Eulalia, and that's a composition I composed for Sam Most, the great flutist, who's now long gone, but it gets played by my daughter, Aralee, who's a professional in the Houston Symphony Orchestra. And Eulalia is, I hardly ever do instrumentals because I love to sing. The rest of them are vocals and mostly songs I wrote and are co-wrote. But I'm very proud of Eulalia, and you'll hear it when we get you one.
Excellent. Thank you, Bob. It was a pleasure talking to you. If you want to get your copy of ABC's Emmy Award-winning Schoolhouse Rock, it's available on DVD, and you can also catch it streaming on Amazon and on Netflix as well. All right, top stories are next on 720 WGN.